So in this post-election euphoria among a lot of conservatives and Trump supporters and even pro-liberty people, etc., well, there's a lot of concern about who's actually being tapped to fill the key positions in the Trump administration. Because this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. This is where it counts. You get the policies based on the people you put in. And of course, everybody's freaking out over the possibility of Mike Pompeo, who is vying to insert himself into a Secretary of State position. Mike Pompeo is an evil snake. Mike Pompeo is a warmonger. Mike Pompeo supported the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. If Trump chooses Mike Pompeo, it's a betrayal. I mean, it's straight up, it's a betrayal of all his voters, it's a betrayal of America, and it's a bad, bad sign. Because if he chooses Pompeo, it means nothing has changed. You're just going to get a changing of the guard, but no changes in policy. It's going to be the same neocon, rhino, John McCain, George Bush operation that it's always been. You know, the basically Dick Cheney 2025, which is not what any of us want, obviously. And a big warning sign, a big red flag that has already happened is that Trump has announced that he's chosen Susie Wiles for the chief of staff of the White House. Now, Susie Wiles, who I was not familiar with her before this, apparently she ran Trump's campaign. So, well, Trump won. It's hard to say whether that means was his campaign awesome. I don't know. I mean, I think that, frankly, I think Trump won by at least a 20 million vote margin, probably much more. I think Trump was going to win no matter what, unless the cheating from the Dems just took over. So I don't know how much credit Susie Wiles deserves on running the campaign. Not sure. But she's a big-time lobbyist for Big Pharma and Big Food. She has represented, you know, Nestle and I think Pfizer, but a bunch of big pharma companies, a bunch of vaccine companies, a bunch of processed food companies, maybe even Kellogg's is in there. She's a lobbyist for the very system that people like you and I are trying to tear down. And this is a horrible sign if Trump keeps her as chief of staff, because this is the infiltration that we're all worried about. And by the way, everybody that's close to Trump, their phones are ringing off the hook from all the other people that are begging to be put into the Trump administration. They're like, you know, can I be in this position? Can you nominate me for that position? And I'm talking about high-level positions, like people that want to be ambassadors, people that want to be, you know, Secretary of State, people that want to be AG, you know, all these top positions, people that want to run the FBI and so on. And I'm always cautious about people who want the power. You know, my sense is that the best people to have such power should be people who don't want it. And I think of people like Thomas Massie. I don't think Thomas Massie wants to run, you know, the USDA, for example. It's kind of a nightmare to have to run a federal agency. Would he do it reluctantly? Perhaps. But he has the kind of character of a real person who has a real farm, he grows his own food, he harvests his own food. You know, real people in the real world, like Dr. Robert Malone has a farm and raises horses, you know. And I, from what I know, as someone, I live on a ranch myself, and I care for chickens and donkeys and goats and dogs and all kinds of things. And I grow a certain amount of my own food. I know that living in the country makes you a more real person. Living in Washington, D.C. makes you a fake person. And what we don't want is just a changing of the guard of the swamp where you swap out swamp creatures with other swamp creatures, none of whom have any experience in the real world. We want Americans in the Trump administration that represent real America. People from all across the country, people who own companies, who run small businesses, people who grow food, people who have jobs, you know, people who work with animals, people who have skills outside of just being a freaking parasite in Washington, D.C. Don't you agree with me on this? We've had enough of the freaking parasites. We've had enough of it. And this is the one opportunity of our lifetime to make real change in Washington, D.C. And this is probably the last opportunity. And that's why you and I, we need to be vocal, vocal, vocal. This is not a time to sit back and just say, well, let's just see what happens. No, you're going to get steamrolled if that's our attitude. This is a time to shout it out. No pharma Trojan horses. No lobbyists tied to big food, big pharma, big banks. None of that garbage. Bring in real people. You know, the counter argument is, well, they don't know how Washington works. Yeah, thank God. We don't want people to know how Washington works. We don't want to just continue the same damn broken, corrupt system, do we? We want new people to come in and break Washington. You're not going to get that by choosing the same swamp creatures. And, you know, I don't want to wake up on January 21st and then there's a big banner over the White House after Trump is sworn in. It says, brought to you by Pfizer. I don't want to see that. None of us want to see that. So get vocal now. And it doesn't mean you have to be nasty about it or anything. Sometimes people misinterpret my attitude. It's like, why can't you just be nicer? Because everything's at stake? Maybe, I don't know. I'm vocal because this matters. I will gladly say truthful, nice things about Trump and his administration as they achieve important things. And frankly, I just did say something very nice. You know, Trump put out a 10-point video, I think, last year. The video's amazing. Bold, courageous. 10 things he wants to do. Number 10 was to push a constitutional amendment for term limits on Congress. That list was amazing. Brilliant. Bold. I will always be happy to compliment Trump and his administration on the things they get done, the things that matter. But I'm going to call out, you know, any kind of corruption or pharma influence. And look, I got to say, America is done with big pharma. America is done with fake news media. America is done with the fake science, with the plandemics, with the vaccine mandates, the lockdowns, all that bullshit. America's done with it. And Trump better hear that message loud and clear. Otherwise, he's going to find his entire base turning against him. And his base is all he's got. And his base is demanding what I am vocalizing right here, right now. I guarantee you, Trump's base is 100% aligned with me on this point. Do not staff the Trump administration with a bunch of swamp creatures. 100%. You get real Americans in there who will represent the American people and who know what hard work is like and who know what running a business is like. People who suffered under the lockdowns. People who got fired for disobeying the vaccine mandates. People who were arrested. People who had their doors broken in by FBI raids. People who were targeted by regulatory weaponization from the FDA or the EPA or, you know, the DEA or the ATF or whoever. These are the people who need to get in the Trump administration because they know how dangerous big government can be. And these are the people who will help dismantle it from the inside, if that can be done at all. Of course, you know my position that, frankly, this whole system burns itself down before too long anyway. But possibly I'm wrong about that. Maybe it'll last longer than we think. And in the meantime, let's cut the budgets as much as possible. Let's shrink government as much as possible. You know, let's go full libertarian as much as we can in the interim while we're waiting for the total collapse, you know? Let's cover both possibilities is what I'm saying. But Trump has got to get these decisions right. And that includes Senate Majority Leader. When I see these people pushing a Senate Majority Leader candidates like Cornyn and others, I'm like, are you kidding me? Looks like Senator Scott is going to be the best choice in that case. And for Speaker of the House, it's got to be Matt Gaetz. There's nobody better than Matt Gaetz for that position. But if you end up with another freaking Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and frankly, like another Paul Ryan in the House, give me a break. We might as well all go jump off tall buildings at that point. You know, if it's going to be another repeat of Trump's first term, where it's just like, hi, I'm Trump, and let's let the swamp run run everything. And if you have Jeff Sessions in at AG or somebody like that, you know, you might as well just clone John McCain 1,000 times and just make it the John McCain administration, which would be a zombie horror show, by the way, since he's been dead for a number of years. But, you know, zombie John McCain couldn't be any worse than the living version of John McCain that we already suffered through. So who knows? Zombie clone of McCain might be the Senate Majority Leader. But you get my drift on this. We have to be vocal right now. It's these weeks, the 10 weeks we have roughly, before Trump fills all these positions. That's assuming we make it to January 20th and the inauguration and so on. And, you know, there are a lot of other risk factors that could prevent that. The deep state is plotting something. Trust me, they are plotting something. They're up to something. They're going to blow up something. They're going to release something. They're going to cause a war. There's no way they're going to voluntarily just peacefully, politely hand over power to Donald J. Trump. Not a chance that that's going to happen peacefully on their part. But that's not the focus of this podcast. Let's just assume Trump gets in on January 20th. Well, it's all the decisions between now and then that will determine who he puts in. And once you start putting those people in, man, then the swamp machine starts cranking and you can't change it very easily. It's the first wave of people that actually matter the most by far. The first wave of people to be put in. We need an attorney general that's going to get things done and actually prosecute the traitors, prosecute the election fraudsters, prosecute the 51 members of the intelligence community that lied, knowingly lied about Trump, prosecute the Democrat Party for their money laundering smurfing fraud, by the way. We need an AG that's going to get in there and kick ass. Who would that be? Well, I've said all along, in my opinion, that's Ken Paxton. We would hate to lose him from the state of Texas because he's been so effective for Texas. And maybe he doesn't want the job in Washington. I don't know. But Ken Paxton has the attitude to get it done. Also, maybe Andrew Bailey from Missouri. You know, he's done a good job so far as AG there. And there are other candidates that have, you know, similar attitudes. But this is not a time to compromise with evil. This is not a time to let down your guard and talk about, oh, we all need to just show mercy and we all get along and it's time for healing. No, it's not time for healing. It's time for confessions. It's time for prosecutions. It's time for repentance. Look, I'm all about healing if these leftists, if they want to confess to the crimes they committed, all their censorship, their blacklisting, their election fraud, their financial fraud, their lawfare. Look what they did to Alex Jones. They tried to throw Trump in jail. They tried to murder Trump. Okay, so if they come out and admit that they were part of an assassination plot, you know, if they come out and admit they ran a censorship agenda, if they come out and admit all this stuff, yeah, they smurfed, you know, $200 billion into the Kamala campaign, and they're going to go public with all the details of all their financial fraud. I'm totally open at that point. If they admit to everything, I'm open to healing. I mean, that's actually necessary for healing to take place, is there has to be repentance, there has to be confessions, and they have to ask for forgiveness. But you can't just ask for forgiveness and not confess to all the crimes that you did. They need to come out and admit what they did. That's step one. And since we know they're not going to do that, or at least I doubt they're going to do that, we need an AG that's going to prosecute them. And as part of the prosecutions, maybe they will admit to things and, you know, get a lighter sentence, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's up to the discretion, you know, of the DOJ under Trump. But these people need to be prosecuted. They are criminals. And we have been suffering under a criminal cabal for at least the last decade, if not much longer. Frankly, since the Obama years, well, frankly, Bush, the Bush years too. That was a criminal cabal. You know, weapons of mass destruction, 9/11. We've been living under a criminal cabal, basically a uniparty, neocon, warmongering system of rigged elections and global warfare most of our lives. probably since the assassination of JFK, come to think of it. This goes back to the early 60s. It's been going on longer than many of us have lived. So we have never known true freedom. We have never known real democracy in this country most of our lives. Think about that. And we have an opportunity right now, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, to put the right people in positions of power in this administration, even though I think the whole empire is going to collapse before too long. But in the interim, we can help prune this thing. We can help dismantle it from the inside, or I should say the right people can do that. That's what we should be pushing for. And it's not going to stop the financial collapse that's coming, by the way. And I don't expect Trump to balance the budget. I don't think that's even possible at this point. I think it's inevitable that the dollar runs its course and it collapses. And the empire collapses. And I think that happens in the next 4 years, frankly. Maybe I'm wrong, but I see a lot of signs of that. In the meantime, you know, let's prosecute the traitors, let's close the border, let's deport the illegals, let's sort of tidy up the Titanic a little bit before it goes down. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense. I think we would all agree that even if we can't save this republic, we should at least give it a shot. And you're not going to save this republic by selling out to Big Pharma. You know, this is one of the main problems with Trump in his first administration. You know, Operation Warp Speed. And I've criticized Trump as loudly as anybody over this point. That was my number one criticism of Trump, actually, this whole time. And when I interviewed Trump's spokeswoman, maybe a year ago, whatever it was, I said, look, you know, Operation Warp Speed. When is Trump going to come out and denounce these vaccines? And she said, just wait and see. You know, sort of implying that Trump was going to come out. Well, Trump has said he's going to expose Big Pharma in certain ways. And he's got RFK Jr. with him, who definitely, if he's given enough power and influence, he will help dismantle Big Pharma's influence. That's for sure. But then to have a White House chief of staff that's a Big Pharma lackey, a lobbyist, that just, to me, that looks like a Trojan horse. Not good. Not good. So, folks, get ready for some interesting times ahead. You can hear more of my podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com. Read articles from my staff at naturalnews.com. Occasionally, I publish an article these days, maybe like once a week or every other week or something like that. I'm not doing as many articles at all as I used to because I'm doing so many podcasts and interviews. And you can catch those interviews at Brighteon.com. But also, I'm pretty active on social media. You want to see my analysis and my tweets and so on. Here's where you can find me. On X, it's Health Ranger. On Telegram, it's Real Health Ranger. But since I could be banned on X at any time, it could happen. Who knows? Follow me on Brighteon.social, Health Ranger, or Brighteon.io, also Health Ranger. And Brighteon.io is the decentralized, it's a blockchain-driven social media platform built on the Bastion.com backbone, which uses peer-to-peer traffic, so it's purely decentralized. There's no censorship even possible of anybody on the platform. You can join it without even using an email address or your real name or a phone number or anything. You don't need any of that. You can join it. You just get a key and you can log in with your key and you can start posting. You can start earning Pcoin, which is kind of like Bitcoin for the platform. And then you can spend Pcoin on the platform to advertise on it or boost your posts, for example. So a lot of things you can do in that ecosystem, but join up at Brighteon.io. And if you want to download and use the apps for it, which do not require domain name resolution, so it bypasses DNS servers, it's purely peer-to-peer. It'll survive a nuclear war, by the way. Go to Brighteon.io/applications. Download the app, for your Android or your Mac or your Windows PC. Ignore the warnings when you try to install, because Windows doesn't want you to install peer-to-peer apps. So they pop up a big warning like, danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger. Just ignore that scare tactic. Install it. Now you've got peer-to-peer Brighteon.io comms in place. And that's my emergency backup comms channel. If we end up in some kind of a nuclear attack, if we end up in some kind of a war, some kind of internet kill switch, because remember, the deep state regime is in power for the next 10 weeks, they could shut this whole thing down. And if they do that, then Brighteon.io is where you'll still be able to hear from me, well, through the apps. And we'll be tweeting out like crazy all the best intel and everything through that system. So take advantage of that. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, Brighteon.io. All right, everybody, get prepared. God bless America. Take care. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, an auto vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this, and we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories: personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com, and also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com /escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.